Welcome into The Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. The Saints win 12-9 over the Carolina Panthers, running their 2018 road record to 7-1. And The Point After brought to you by Felix's on the Lake, 7400 Lake Shore Drive. We are not out at Felix's currently, but The Point After brought to you by Felix's on the Lake, 7400 Lake Shore Drive.
We'll be at Felix after the Steelers game.
Yes, we will.
Right? Come Sunday.
And the Panthers game the following
week. Yeah, the final two games and come playoffs.
Bobby, 12-9, the Saints win. And look, I know there are some concerns, and we can get to them in a little bit on the offensive side of the football.
But Hell yeah, we get into it.
But I would contend to you, though, Drew Brees and the Saints are now 4-0 in the last two seasons when he hasn't thrown a touchdown. You would have never seen that, I think even in 2009. And 2011, this is the most complete team the Saints have had under Sean Payton.
Right. Now, can you play complementary football? Now, can our offense play complementary football to help the defense? No. I mean, come on. Props go out to the defense. Look, 3 weeks ago, I said I wasn't worried about the offense. Well, that was 3 weeks ago. All I know as of late, hell yeah, I'm worried about the offense because it's what have you done for me lately. Under Sean Payton and Drew Brees, I'm telling you, we've been on a run of more than a decade where you're never worried about the scoring offense. But when you look at where we're at right now, man, what the hell happened? You can't all of a sudden get bad overnight, but I'm just looking what has occurred. You look at the Dallas game. Come on, defense holds them to 13 points. Look at Tampa Bay. You look at this game. Thank God for the Saints' defense. Thank God for the Saints' scoring defense. What, three straight games? You give up 0 points in the second half? Christian, this is the modern-day NFL, who that nation. I am so proud of the defense. And listen, when you think about it, now Cam Newton, his shoulder has to be jacked. You know, it's about an inaccurate quarterback. And it was very un-Drew Brees-like and Cam Newton. Because Cam Newton was once, not too long ago, an NFL MVP. Drew Brees had a quarterback rating of 69. Cam Newton had a quarterback rating of 52.5. Now, Drew Brees is on the cusp of maybe breaking Aaron Rodgers' quarterback rating for a season. The way things are working out or closing out, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, and I also think the last 3 weeks.
No, it's not no MVP. Hell with MVP. We try to win a Super Bowl. And I think Drew Brees will be humble enough to realize we got to win a Super Bowl and not worry about. Now, you want to be the MVP and win the Super Bowl, MVP in the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's all like pie in the sky, lanyard, however you describe it. And you're achieving great things. But the ultimate thing, you're playing a team sport. Can you take your team to the Super Bowl and win it? And right now, the Saints are in the driver's seat. All I know is the Saints. You win one more game, the road to Atlanta in the Super Bowl is going through New Orleans. It's not going through Chicago. It's not going through Los Angeles. It's going through New Orleans. Now, on the road, in the playoffs, the Saints are 1-5. Under Sean Payton, yes. Under Sean Payton, they're 5-0 in the Superdome. So I think Teron Armstead, when he's ready to roll, I think Deuce and Zach broke this down because every team's dealing with injuries. You look at the offensive line. Okay, all of a sudden you put Andrews P from left guard to tackle, and then all of a sudden Bushrod's out, and then, look, Max Unger. Max Unger got air-holed by Thomas Davis. Whew, Christian, when I seen that, I told you, I've seen that before. And you might think, like, that didn't look like that bad a hit. But it's amazing, like, the side of your jaw. And when you get hit like this, it's almost like you're a boxer. And you
kind of lights out.
Did you see he went to his knees?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he wanted to stand up. But if you can't, you can't. I mean, now, hopefully.
You ever heard that expression, right on the kisser? That's not necessarily just the mouth. It's that part of the jaw, the temple, or the head.
But Christian, and hopefully he's ready against the Steelers, I don't know. Because, boy, that'd be crucial or critical. If we could beat the Steelers at home, then the last Carolina game doesn't matter. Then you almost have, like, two byes. It didn't matter what happens the last game, right. Number one seed. Then you have a bye. And then you, think about that. What you truly got to do to get to the Super Bowl in Atlanta. So that's why I think the Steelers game in the Dome, we got to be rocking. Saints fans, don't sell your damn tickets to Steelers fans. You might already have sold them, but don't do it because I know the Steelers are going to represent. But that's going to be a critical game. I'm not even worried about the last game. We got to win this game to give us really an advantage going into the playoffs. Now, Christian, if I look at, you know, the scoring defense, and I cannot help but acknowledge this because this is like something that's occurred. It's more than a small sample size. A small sample size would be like maybe three or four games. We're talking about double that. 6 weeks, six games. You look at the last six games and what the Saints, what they've done. Going into this game, they've yielded an average of 13 points in the past five games. Well, what happened this game?
That's down to 12.3 now.
Okay. This day and age, 12.3? Shame on the Saints and Drew Brees, Sean Payton in the offense. If we don't win, our defense is unbelievable. Scoring defense to give up that. And one of the things is, you look at the past six games, we got 28 sacks and 14 takeaways. Now, people might say, oh, how can you compare the Saints to the Cowgirls defense or like the Bears defense? You have to look at this. The number one thing, you look at this, what we're doing. I'm telling you, number one thing, don't look at all like yards and all that, how we're not maybe as dominating or intimidating. You know what you got to look at? Scoring defense. What are they doing against you? What points are you giving up?
Bobby, I think I would tell you, and I would I'd argue with anybody, the Saints defense, the Cowboys get all the love, the Bears, the Saints defense is every bit as good as those other two.
I would have to agree because of scoring defense. And what's old school? What's more old school with the Bears would pride themselves in, with the Cowgirls would want to pride themselves in? Stopping the run. Who's the number one run defense? The
Saints.
The freaking Saints. So how can you not give them their props? I think we're not getting any props. You know why? Because everyone's kind of shocked.
Yeah.
I think
they're asking what's wrong with the Saints offense.
Yes. Everyone's kind of like astounding because you know what? In this season, it just shows you how a team can change because it's a long season. It's the NFL. Because you know what you might in the back of their mind, it was like old school Saints football that you seen you saw maybe 3 or 4 years ago. What happened the first game against Tampa Bay? It was a damn shootout. And like we said, like, what? Same old song and dance. But you look at where we're at right now and what has occurred, what have you done for me lately? I got to give props out to. Right now, Christian, who you gave a game ball to? Von Bell?
I gave it to Von Bell.
Hell yeah.
I gave it to the defensive line, defense in general.
The front seven, Von Bell. Von Bell's playing his best season in a Saints uniform. Look at the games that he's stacking. He's playing with confidence. You know who else? How about honorable mention, Eli Apple and DeMario Davis? You know, free agent. DeMario Davis, flat-out stud. Eli Apple had an off game against Dallas. I admit that. But look what he's done the last two games. Listen, you got to handle adversity. You got to be able to bounce back. So we know that's an upgrade opposite of Lattimore with Eli Apple. Listen, I like the way we're trending going forward. I know I've been long-winded. I got a lot more to say, Christian. I think we got to go to a break right now.
No, you got a couple minutes.
Oh, okay. I can keep yakking. Then you know I will.
Don't yak. Yap. Yakking is vomiting.
Huh? Yeah.
Yapping, you don't want to yak.
Yeah. Well, I'll yap, whatever.
Yeah.
So when you look at the one positive, just looking overall, positive, negative, time of possession, this is what we need to continue to do.
35
minutes. Because it helps our defense. We had the ball 10 minutes more than the Panthers. But you know what was not good? Because that hindered our offense, penalties. Remember I told you, like nine, ten penalties are 100 yards? That's like giving up a touchdown. And that's basically what happened. Now, I'm going to break after we go to the break in the show. I'm going to talk about two bogus calls. I don't know what they're looking at the replay. But, Christian, overall, let me tell you what's not good offensively. Third down, we are 4-13, 31%. You know why that's not good? The Panthers have the 25th defense on third down. They were giving up 41%. The other thing, red zone efficiency. We were only 1 of 33.
Panthers weren't very good.
No,
red zone defense.
They were one before last. Yeah. They were giving up 74.5% touchdown percentage in the five-game losing streak So that wasn't very good. No, listen, the bottom line is, I can tell you right now, I don't know what Steelers team's going to show up, but if the Saints team that showed up against Carolina shows up like that and plays against the Steelers, they're going to lose.
Could their struggles be because they played three straight road games? That offense is a little different inside the fast track of the Mercedes-Benz Super Bowl.
I hope so, because I never know what Steelers team's going to show up. They are truly Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Coming back for your phone calls next here on The Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.